Well, Let's Talk wouldn't be complete without an animal story, would it? So you won't be disappointed when I tell you that Ruth is here to tell us about a local charity, Norfolk Greyhound Rescue.
If you've ever considered offering a home to a greyhound, but didn't because you thought it would need lots of exercise, it may be a time to reconsider. Norfolk Greyhound Rescue says that a hound just needs a couple of walks of about 20 minutes each day and probably the chance to run off lead three times a week or so. They're running Zoomies sessions take just 2 to 5 minutes before they're ready for a snooze. Hayley Patrick, who runs the charity with her husband Richard, says everyone has a misconception of what greyhounds are. When they see them on the track and they're muzzled. Most people think they need loads of exercise, and they don't. They are a 5 minute run around the paddock and then they're done. Then they will sleep for the rest of the day. Norfolk Greyhound Rescue started about 7 years ago. Its main aim is finding caring people to rehome Irish greyhounds, ex-racers, and also those that never made it to the track. The charity, which is based broadly in and around Norwich and the North Norfolk coast, also works with other charities and helps lurchers too. Hayley says, "It's a tiny charity. Myself and my husband Richard run it from our home in Norwich. We're foster based, so that means all the dogs that we bring over go into foster homes. There is also a kennel backup for emergencies when dogs need to be saved urgently, which is used occasionally." Hayley explains that she and Richard have been involved in rescue for about 20 years now and used to volunteer at another charity before deciding to form their own. Our friends in Ireland came to us and said, "Could you help this one?" And we said, "Okay." And then it sort of just grew, she says. Hayley recalls how 18 or 19 years ago she and Richard decided to get a dog. "We knew we wanted to get a rescue, so we needed a dog that was quiet, good with kids, and would be cat friendly at the time," she says. Richard did a lot of research on the kind of dog that would suit a family, and he came up with greyhounds. The family then gave a home to a black greyhound called Ruby, who lived until she was 6 years old. The rest is history, really. We got a greyhound and then it evolved all those years ago, Hayley says. Norfolk Greyhound Rescue is vastly different from any other rescue you're going to come across. We ask you what you want from your dog and what you need from your dog, and then we help you find the right dog. Because our dogs are already in foster homes, you don't go to a kennel facility and go, "Oh, I like the look of that one. Can I try that one?" She adds, "We can tell you if a dog can be left, if it's good with other dogs, if it's a small dog friendly, if it's cat friendly, if it's been near children, where they sleep, if they're food aggressive. All of the things that anyone needs to know, we can fine-tune that." She adds, "A lot of people think they can't live with small furry things and that they're not cat friendly and that you can never let them off the lead. Every dog is individual. We rehome cat friendlies. I think we rehomed 6 cat friendlies last month, all greyhounds." She adds, "Greyhounds are lovely. They're so loving, affectionate, calm and gentle. They're not jumpy-uppy and they're not licky. They're called 45-mile-an-hour couch potatoes because that's what they are. They're really great dogs." Hayley tends to concentrate on helping the greyhounds while Richard concentrates on lurchers. Yet over the years, they have helped many other breeds from across England too. "We have homed German Shepherds, Collie dogs, lots of Jack Russells," Hayley says. "You name it, we've homed it." Norfolk Greyhound Rescue is self-funded and all financial donations are welcome. Everyone who helps the charity is a volunteer and every pound donated is used for the benefit of the hounds. Hayley says, "Our vet bills this year, up to the beginning of August 2022, are touching the £45,000 mark so far. From January 2022 to the beginning of August 2022, Norfolk Greyhound Rescue had rehomed more than 160 dogs. In 2021, the charity found 352 dogs their forever homes. None of us gets paid, Hayley adds. We do this for the love of the dogs.
Thank you, Ruth. A worthy cause indeed. And I certainly see people walking greyhounds quite often when I'm out and about.